Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
When tobacco cravings attack, take your game to the next level with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Power up with free patches, gum, or lozenges. Join forces with a trained quit coach. Stay on mission with supportive texts and emails. The battle against nicotine addiction is an epic quest. But with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline, it's game over for tobacco. Gear up at okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A program of TSET.
April live cattle futures, $1.42 higher at $139.95 today. The June's up $1.50 at $136.30. August live's up $1.02 at $137.67. These contracts are the highest level since the beginning of April, but we're still considerably off the March highs, which were around, in June anyway, around $138.50, with the market currently at $136.30, about $2 off that high. So that's kind of the next place we can aspire to go. We are back above some of the moving averages here on the live cattle, so hopefully that'll have some follow-through index fund buying here and trend-following funds as the markets get stronger. Feeder cattle were also higher. We were $1.10 higher in April's, up $157.75. The May feeder cattle up $1.02 at $160.92. The August up $0.45 at $173.75. And live cattle and feeder cattle both experiencing a lot of spread action with different parts of the year moving different amounts in a pretty big way. June hogs today up $3.45 at $118.47. Just like the live cattle, they've been very volatile as well. Looks like there was some 139 to 141 cash trade today, so that was kind of breaking out a little bit stronger cash, and I think that's what lended the market here higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
May corn futures up 10 and a quarter cents at 774 and three quarters. July's up 12 and a quarter. The beans are up anywhere from 13 to 20 cents. The July beans up 20 and a half at 1661. Near the highs, but not quite there yet. Unlike the corn, December corn and September corn are all making new contract highs. And we have been on a steady rally all the way from the first of the year. Back in January, the board was around $5.50 on December corn. Now it's $7.29. So really steady rally here, and it seems like it just keeps getting stronger. The bean market, very similar to that. The wheat's also higher today. Kansas City, July, up 19 cents at $11.64. Still a good way off the high. I think the high in July was, the July contract was around $12.57 back in March. So about 90 cents or so more to go test that high again. But we are breaking resistance levels without any real significant rainfall in the forecast and the lower crop conditions here in the winter wheat belt, that it very possible to go test those highs. Cotton also moving higher. It was up 335 in May today at 138.64. December new crop up 232 at 119.94. So cotton futures following that wheat, and then the dry weather pushing it right along with it.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.